Discover the right graduate program for your future, how to finance your education, and how to successfully navigate the application process. All at the Governor State University Graduate Open House, Saturday, February 25th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Visit gov.stu/grad open house.
60, 59, 58.
The countdown has begun, and Land Rover lovers from everywhere will be flocking to our showroom.
57, 56.
This is our 2017 Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff courtesy vehicle sale. 60 very lucky people will drive home in a 2017 Land Rover Discovery Sport or a 2017 Range Rover Evoque at an unbeatable price. Each Land Rover Discovery Sport and Range Rover Evoque has been used very briefly for customer courtesy transportation only. Each has less than 4,000 miles and has never been titled. Each Land Rover comes with a 165-point inspection plus so much more. Contact Land Rover Lake Bluff for details. The countdown has begun. Our courtesy vehicle sale is underway. Start your shopping. Land Rover Lake Bluff in Knaus Auto Park, Route 41. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery, it was an execution.
I'm gonna find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you gonna do, you gonna shoot me?
I considered.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
That sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss the new reality thriller, Hunted. 18 ordinary people on the run.
We can't stay in one spot.
We gotta get out of here.
They'll try to elude expert hunters.
My team is from the Navy SEALs, the CIA, U.S. Marshals.
We'll find them.
In a high-stakes game of hide and seek.
We are safe as long as we don't make a silly mistake.
My instinct is telling me something ain't feeling right.
Move in, move in.
Let's go.
Hunted. New episode, CBS Wednesday.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with a Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods. CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Chicago.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves play Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 3 versus Iowa in what may be a future playoff matchup. Tickets start at just $11. We start with some baseball news. On the south side of town, the White Sox, Todd Frazier, he's out with a left oblique strain. As Rick Renteria said, the third baseman is day-to-day. The Cubs have announced their first four pitchers for their first four spring games, Mike Montgomery and Rob Zastrzyzny. They'll start the split squad games on Saturday. Jake Buchanan will pitch against the Indians on Sunday in a game you can hear on The Score at 155. Brett Anderson starts on Monday against the White Sox. NHL, the Blackhawks are off today with Arizona at the United Center tomorrow night. And in the AHL, it was the Chicago Wolves with a matinee game earlier today and a 4-2 victory over Cleveland. NBA, the Bulls are off until Friday when they host Phoenix. Elsewhere, the Lakers traded Lou Williams to Houston for Corey Brewer and a future first-round draft pick. And the Nets are sending Bojan Bogdanovic and Chris McCullough to the Wizards for Andrew Nicholson and a 2017 first-round pick. NFL notes the Bears, they added Zach Azani as wide receivers coach and Brandon Staley as their outside linebackers coach. They've also been shopping Jay Cutler since January. That's from NFL Network's Ian Rappaport. College hoops, DePaul takes on Georgetown. Coverage on The Score starts tonight at 5:45. Searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement? We'll visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. Now imagine up to 2 years of totally cartridge-free printing. Epson's EcoTank 4550 multifunction printer comes with enough ink for up to 2 years. That's up to 8,000 pages. Totally cartridge-free. Visit Epson.com/EcoTank. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the North Aurora Auto Mall.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
The puck back to the boards, the clock winds down, and the Chicago Blackhawks have picked up a big league victory here on the road in Minnesota, winning for the seventh straight time on the road.
It's a great illustration of when the consistency shows up, what we're capable of. But that's as good a thing as you can have, winning on the road in some tough spots at this time of the year.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
You want hockey talk? You get hockey talk. Because we bring in somebody who knows a lot about hockey, and we put him on the Home Run In Pizza hotline. Be the MVP of your family and grab a Home Run In Pizza tonight. Chris Hine is on Twitter at Christopher Hine. He covers the Blackhawks for the Chicago Tribune, and he's with us on The Score. Hello again, Chris.
How's it going, guys? Always a pleasure to answer your long questions.
Well, the people have been clamoring not only for your appearance, but for our long questions, and now they come together in radio harmony, my friend. All right, so let's talk a little bit about this line that I saw explode last night. I don't want to say it's making Jonathan Toews look better, but Jonathan Toews looks like he's very comfortable with panic, and now Nick Schmaltz. Now, will it survive the Q blender, or is this something that we'll see for a while?
That's the question. You know, it was about 2 weeks ago, I think, that Jonathan Toews kind of made a little plea to get some time with whoever Quenneville eventually paired him with. And this was right around the time that he was paired with Ponick and Schmaltz. And the returns have come back huge over the last 2 weeks, obviously. I think over the last 2 years, I don't think I've seen a line that Toews has been on produced quite like this. I think this is one of the biggest developments of the Blackhawks season, the fact that Toews has line mates who he looks comfortable with, who he's able to produce with, and frankly, they look pretty formidable out there. And, you know, you saw it in maybe spurts beforehand, but I don't think you've seen the kind of sustained quality of play over maybe a 7-8 game stretch as you've seen with this grouping right now.
We were talking with Trevor Van Riemsdyk last week about puck possession, and you can look at Corsi 4, you can look at all the metrics, the 5-on-5 numbers that explain all this and how you get high quality chances from puck possession. But the word that he used was communication, about actually talking on the ice, about guys actually being able to explain and to know and to both to communicate and intuit where the puck should go. Is it too facile to say that that's what's finally happening with this group, or can you see it?
I don't think so. I don't think it's too facile at all. I think you just have to look at that fourth goal that they scored last night. I don't know who all saw the game there, but Schmaltz took the puck behind the net, and he looked like he was going to be skating towards one end of the rink, and he flipped a pass behind his back, just kind of knowing that Toews was in the area. Sort of, I don't know if it was kind of a prayer on his part to flip that puck backwards, but Toews was right there where he delivered the puck, and it ended up in a goal. And I asked both of them last night, is that something that comes with just playing together for a little while? And they basically said, yeah, that's what happens when you have chemistry when you have time to be able to develop that. And I don't think, you know, Nick Schmaltz, when he came back up here about a month or so ago, I don't think we saw the kind of potential that he's brought to the ice. He's been a revelation over this last month. And I just think that this pairing that he has right now with Taves and Ponick is, frankly, it's been surprising.
How about physically for Schmaltz? Because at some point, if he becomes enough that he's on scouting reports and teams are more wary, they're really going to try to beat him up, aren't they?
I think so. You know, that's one of the issues with him is his size. But right now, his ability to skate and back check has been probably the biggest improvement he's made over the last year. Brian Campbell the other day kind of compared him to a mini Marian Hossa. And this is a guy who's seen, you know, a lot of NHL players in his career. He's impressed everybody with not just his ability with the puck, but off the puck, the ability to defend, the ability to get pucks back. You talk about puck possession. The ability to strip the puck and take it away from somebody in your zone and carry it into your opponent's zone is one of the big cruxes of puck possession. And Schmaltz has been great at doing that over the last month or so. So I we'll see how teams kind of adjust to this line. You still have Patrick Kane, Artem Anisimov, and Artemi Panarin to worry about. So you can't really devote all of your top resources to containing this line. But it'll be interesting to see, especially if the Hawks run into a bigger team in the playoffs, say St. Louis, if they try to beat them up or how they try to combat Schmaltz there.
All right, so as hashtag Brothers for Hockey wakes from its football and basketball hibernation, Nick Schmaltz, Ryan Hartman, Hennis Stroza, there's a lot of new faces, a lot of young guys that people have to get familiar with. Who's the best right now, and who has the potential to be the best of the young core of the Blackhawks?
Hartman has been the most consistent over the course of the season, but Schmaltz has really come on strong of late. Hartman, I think it's 14 goals now. I don't think the Blackhawks quite saw the number of goals that he was going to be scoring this year. I think they've kind of projected him for maybe like an 8, 9, 10 goal type, but the fact that he's been able to produce into the mid-teens and probably trend towards 20 goals this season, I think has been a big bonus to them. Hennis Stroza has been kind of up and down. I'm pretty high on Hennis Stroza. I kind of like his speed. He just needs a little work handling the puck, and I think some of that is the product of who he's playing with. If he gets stuck on a lower line, I don't think his tools are being quite utilized in the way that the Hawks would like. He kind of belongs on a more skilled line, but if he's playing with, say, like a Marcus Kruger or a Dennis Rasmussen or somebody like that, I don't think that meshes too well with his skill set. But the way Hartman is playing right now and the way that Schmaltz is playing, you can't really move those guys from where they are.
It's also the time of the year where Blackhawks fans continue to take Duncan Keith for granted. And I saw some number, and I don't know exactly, you might have it off the top of your head, the number of consecutive seasons in which he has led the Blackhawks in total ice time. And it's amazing, the endurance and what is continually asked of him to be this pillar of a defense, even as we've seen a drop off in Brent Seabrook's play. And so much of what Hjalmarsson is doing as a shot blocker, you know, they're able to lose a guy like Oduya, hope they get something out of Campbell. But man, I don't know what it's going to take, but I know people know he's good. Do you think Blackhawks fans understand and appreciate how meaningful he is and how often during games he has to be?
I think it's a tricky position because defensemen, you know, is one of those where normally you don't notice them unless they're doing something bad. So it's not like Taves where you can point to a hat trick that he scored last night and say, hey, look at that. He had a hat trick. He's doing great. Defensemen, it's, you know, you're usually just complaining about them when they've given up a goal or they've, you know, allowed a really good chance. I don't think people around the league, and I think Blackhawks fans have a pretty good appreciation of it, but I think around the league, you know, I think he's still underappreciated despite all of his individual accolades. He's rock solid. He had kind of a rough night last night, but yeah, that's such a rare instance that, you know, the magnitude of what he can do on the ice and his ability offensively and defensively to be an anchor for this team for 20 plus minutes a night, I don't think it goes with, you know, any sort of underappreciation. He's phenomenal.
Has Corey gotten back to pre-appendectomy Corey Crawford?
I still think he's working out some kinks. I thought last night he got off to a great start, but for whatever reason, he wasn't quite able to carry that over the rest of the game. I put a couple of those goals last night on some defensive breakdowns. You know, Duncan Keith didn't do him any favors on two of those goals. I do think that's one of the things to keep track of over the next month and a half here. I don't think he's quite hit that point where he was in October, November, where, quite frankly, he was stealing some games for the Blackhawks. And early in the year, their play wasn't as good as it is now, and they needed him to get through the month of October and November, especially when their penalty kill was so bad. So I think over the next month and a half, it bears watching to see if he can regain his form, put a couple of shutouts up on the board, because right now they have everything else clicking. The team play right now, they're dominating teams in terms of puck possession and scoring opportunities. The one thing that's kind of missing right now is Corey Crawford returning to that elite level form, and I think that bears watching.
Now, there was a story that ran, I'm pretty sure it ran in my printed Tribune, that was a hockey story that I want to say was from AP, about the reverse vertical horizontal technique that goalies are using that could be leading to a reaction that is causing an increase in short side goals. It was an oddly placed, really in-depth hockey like X and O story that I thought was really cool. And I don't know if you'd followed up on that with Crawford or Darling, of this idea that the goalies that had been using the classic vertical horizontal hybrid position when hugging the post, now doing something opposite that some of the really good shooters are compensating for.
Yeah, that's kind of how it goes. It's the eternal battle between scorers and goalies in hockey. It's kind of an evolutionary sort of race where you adapt, so the goalies adapt and the shooters have to adapt, and then vice versa. And this reverse VH has really come on in the last couple of years in hockey, and now you're starting to see shooters adjust to it. The thing with the reverse VH, the reason why a lot of goalies do it, is it does leave a little bit of the short side exposed. But the whole idea is so that you can get across the ice quicker to try to defend a one-timer that's coming across the ice. But the opening is there on the short side. If you just do the regular VH, your legs and your body are in such a position that that short side is basically closed up, but it leaves you more vulnerable to being a little slower getting across the crease to defend that potential one-timer. So we've seen goalies adapt to that, and a lot of times they make really good saves coming across the ice on that one-timer. But now I think you've seen it. If you've watched a lot of Blackhawks games over the last couple of games, you've seen Crawford get beat on his short side a number of times. Now, I don't know if that's because of the reverse VH. I don't know if it's because of the new goalie pants potentially, or if it's because, you know, just luck of the draw. But I do think that you're starting to see shooters adapt to that. And I don't have the raw data on me right now, but I'd be interested to see how many goals are being scored short side as opposed to on that one timer going across.
And it also has to do in general with how much you trust sometimes, you know, the blocker hand or the glove hand, because, you know, Crawford's had issues sometimes with his glove hand on occasion. And it depends which side establishes itself as the short side, depending on where the puck is coming from. But I just found it fascinating that it was, you know, Jonathan Quick, being a smaller goalie who's known for his side-to-side ability, realized, you know, why bother? Because he's not Ben Bishop. He's not Scott Darling. He's not going to be able to take that away. But it just reminded me how good the shooters are. That they're so damn good that they're even, you know, I guess the analogy that you could use, like a pass in the NFL when you're throwing to a spot where the receiver is going to be. There's some of these guys, Ovechkin and Crosby and
Panarin.
Well, his one-timer's insane.
Ridiculous.
But some of these guys that can shoot to where the spot is going to be and not to where it is.
Yeah, I asked Panarin a couple of months ago about that one-timer that he has. And one of the questions we wanted to know was, just how accurate can you be when you have that shot coming? And he said most of the time, he's just firing it towards a spot in the net. He has no specific spot in mind, like he's going to go top corner, he's going to go opposite side, whatever. He's kind of just aiming for an area, and the rest just kind of depends on how the pass is coming in. Is the pass bouncing? Is it rolling? Or is it coming in right exactly where he wants it? And I think most of the time he said he's just aiming for that area, but still, the accuracy with which they're able to hit that area is remarkable, and that's why they get paid millions of dollars, and, you know, people like us are just here talking about it.
And I love watching his balance, his back leg, and how low he is to the ice, and just how much he's torque he's able to generate that.
Over.
Yeah. No, seriously, yeah. He's the way he's balanced, by the time, I'd love to see it in slow-mo, like super slow-mo, and just actually look at when his stick is actually torqued and ready to kick, where his body position is, because it's insane.
Yeah, I'd love to see some slow motion cameras. I'm not sure if they, yeah, we were not really privy to any technology like that, but it amazes me that half the time he looks like he's about to fall over if he's shooting, and the next thing you know, the goal lights are going off and he's celebrating a goal. And I think that shot, I haven't looked at the stats lately, but that one-timer, he was leading the league in slap shot goals this season, and I wonder if he still is. I'd have to go back and check those numbers, but if he's not leading the league, he's one of the top two or three, definitely.
Speaking of a guy who looks like he's about to fall over for bad reasons, Brent Seabrook, his assist numbers his assist numbers are where they're supposed to be, but he's not scoring a lot of goals, and he's never been relied upon to score a lot of goals, but is it an effect of mobility where he can't get to where he wants to be, where his shot isn't heavy enough, so he has to rely on other things, or is this just not his year?
That's a good question. I think a lot of, when it comes to defensemen scoring from the point, you're just trying to get that shot through to the net. Now, whether you score or not, I think, is another matter. For him, that shot is such a big weapon, especially on the Hawks' power play. Last year, he had, I think it was 14 goals, and this year he only has 3. Yeah, I don't know if he's not getting his body quite in the right position. He thinks he just has to shoot more. That's what he said when I asked him about it the other day. I think it just tends to be a lot of luck when it comes to defense and scoring right now. Duncan Keith is kind of running into the same issues, but we're not about to, you know, say that Duncan Keith is washed up or over the hill right now. He's had a rough year scoring as well. I think, you know, he's kind of due for maybe a little progression to the mean, and maybe it comes in the playoffs this year. Who knows?
What happens with this trade deadline? You know, I've heard all kinds of names, and of course the Hawks don't need a goalie, but I've heard even Ben Bishop being mentioned out there in Tampa Bay. Are there going to be a lot of big names moved, and are the Hawks going to dip their toe in that, or are they have to stay where they're at because of salary cap?
There's always going to be big names moved, and usually the Hawks are right in the middle of it. I don't think it's because of the salary cap, but I don't think the Hawks are going to be among those making a big splash this year, just because I don't think Stan Bowen wants to do that this year. He said a few weeks ago he had a lot of confidence in the current roster, and everybody kind of looked at him a little skeptically and thought maybe this is just posturing. And then they go and they win 7 of 8, and all 7 are on the road. And I think it kind of changes the calculus of where this team is and what this team is capable of. Now maybe instead of trying to get a top-line winger, maybe you look at the way the Taves line has played and you say, well, maybe we should go shore up our defense and maybe spend a little more to get a defenseman or something like that. Johnny Oduya is a guy that's on an expiring contract in Dallas. Now, he's had health issues this year, but he was, you know, just 2 years ago, one of the top 4 defensemen playing 20-plus minutes a night to lead the Hawks to the Stanley Cup. So if they think that they're set on that top line, you know, maybe they go to make a move for the blue line, and maybe that's the surprise this year. But I do think they don't have to make a big move. Sometimes it's the smaller moves that they make. You know, getting a Richard Ponick, who was a cast off from the Maple Leafs organization a year ago, and Andrew Desjardins from the Sharks 2 years ago. Those guys have just as big a contribution in the postseason the last couple of years as the big name guys like Antoine Vermette and Andrew Ladd.
Before we let you go, what did you make of Hockey is for Everyone night, where the Blackhawks and the You Can Play team celebrated inclusivity last Saturday?
I thought it was great. I think this campaign the NHL has had has been really good. It was good to see the Chicago Gay Hockey Association out there, people stopping by their table. I just think it does wonders for the game. It does wonders for LGBTQ rights and inclusion in sports. And anything that can be done, whether it's holding a night like that, having an ambassador on teams, and just making it known that your organization is not going to tolerate intolerance is a positive thing, no matter how small the gesture may be. And so I thought that was a really nice night the other night.
Agreed. Chris, always great. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
That is Chris Hind of the Chicago Tribune.
Nice. Always fun talking to Chris Hine, and it was like I said, an entertaining hockey game last night. All right, so we're guest free from here on out. We're going to be off the air at 5:45 tonight. 312-644-6767 is the phone number if you didn't get a chance to jump in on some of the things that we have mentioned since what 1:20 or so.
A lot: baseball, basketball, Bulls and Lakers, and Paul George rumors, and Jimmy Butler rumors, and baseball trying to change the way the games are consumed by creating more action. And then you got some in-depth hockey talk too.
Yeah,
with Bernstein and Goff
right here on 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of America's best warranty.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. In a sports world filled with some world-class bags, Alex Rodriguez has long stood alone at the top. Literally, there is nothing baggier than A-Rod, the founding father of Mount Bagmore. The cheating, the lying, the cheating, the fake bake, the contract negotiations, the making out with himself in a mirror for a magazine shoot. Everything's been all about A-Rod 100% of the time. That's what makes this new guy so confusing. It seems like he's changing right before our very eyes. Even the Yankees have him working with their young players as a spring training instructor.
We want them to be maniacal about their routines and be world masters of fundamentals.
Is that really A-Rod? Years ago, this bag was the last guy that I would ever want near any of my young players. Now he might be one of the first guys I want. I'm Jim Rome.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side. I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Hey, it's Jason Goff here. When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call, the realtor with a serious marketing plan that will work hard for you. It's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Here's a story about Amy's work. You know, Amy's unique in that you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold. She can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash, because that's the Amy Kite guarantee. No gimmicks. That's the real deal. What do you do if your agent can't sell your home and the listing expires? Do what Raleigh and Candy did after 3 months of nothing. Call Amy Kite. Amy applied her incredible marketing system to the Streamwood home and sold in only 6 days for $200,000. Anyone could put a sign in the yard: Amy sells homes. Working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything, by the way. If they aren't doing their job, she will let you out of the contract free and clear. But don't worry, no one ever does this, because she sells homes for top dollar. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy right now at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Again, her phone number is 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angels Memorial.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
You have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Phil's dream.
If people would like to be a part of the bobblehead dream, we take donations in money or bobbleheads.
Every dream deserves a champion. Find yours at amfam.com. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its affiliates. 6,000.
CBS Wednesday.
Great lawyers take risks, and I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case, and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
But it won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah.
Doubt. CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history. This week in 2002, the Bee Gees made their last ever concert appearance. This week in 2003, 100 people died in a club pyrotechnics accident at a Great White concert. This week in 2009, President Obama honored Stevie Wonder with the Library of Congress's Gershwin Prize. That same week in 2009, Rihanna issued a statement thanking fans for their support after an alleged assault by her at-the-time boyfriend, Chris Brown.
Parkway. Open Air Roof System. There's an SUV worthy of our great presidents. Find yours today at the Jeep President's.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police works like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
You're not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
On the test, nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
It's the helpful place.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Maticola. The Wolves play on Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 3 versus Iowa in what may be a future playoff matchup. Tickets start at $11. So Major League Baseball wants to eliminate the four-pitch intentional walk to speed up the game.
It seems a little unnecessary. It doesn't seem like it's going to speed up the game anymore. So, but if anything, it might hurt because I think, you know, it puts pressure on the pitchers to, you know, make that pitch. I mean, it seems like it's not stressful at all, but anytime you're not throwing at full effort for a pitcher, it seems like there's a chance that we could do damage on that.
That's Cubs third baseman Chris Bryant. The Cubs today announced their first four starters for their first four spring games. Mike Montgomery, Rob Zestrizny. We'll start the split squad games on Saturday. Jake Buchanan will pitch against the Indians on Sunday. That's a game you can hear here on The Score at 1:55. And Brett Anderson starts on Monday against the White Sox. Speaking of the White Sox, Todd Frazier, he is out with a left oblique strain, as Rick Renteria said the third baseman is day-to-day. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off today with Arizona at the UC tomorrow night. AHL, earlier today, the Wolves beat Cleveland 4-2. NBA, the Bulls are off until Friday when they host Phoenix. Elsewhere, the Lakers traded Lou Williams to Houston for Corey Brewer and a future first-round pick. And the Nets are sending Bojan Bogdanovic and Chris McCullough to the Wizards for Andrew Nicholson and a 2017 first-round pick. Some NFL notes, the Bears added Zach Azani as wide receivers coach, Brandon Staley as outside linebackers coach. They've also been shopping Jay Cutler since January, according to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport. College hoops, DePaul takes on Georgetown. Coverage on the score starts at 5:45. Spring into swing and spring in the swing. Swing into spring and spring into swing. Both those things. None of them make sense with me. The Chicago Golf Show. It's at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. And these two guys, Bernstein and Goff, will be there live Friday from 1 to 6 p.m. You come check out the show, get some golf tips from Dan, and grab some score swag. For information, visit cbschicago.com/events. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Epson.
Run to Old Navy Friday and Saturday for the year's biggest denim deal. 2 days only, all jeans are 50% off. That's right, Friday and Saturday, all jeans are 50% off at Old Navy and oldnavy.com. But you better hurry, it ends Saturday, valid 224 and 225, excludes clearance.
Then you come back and it's like, who did this to you? Even if it's a great cut, you're like, oh my god, you went.
I always feel like I have to apologize. Right. I said, look, because she lives in South Bend and she comes through, you know, once a month generally to take care of her old Chicago clients, and sometimes it just doesn't work out. I'm like, don't hate me.
Yeah,
don't hate me.
You just weren't around. The issue is though, like I don't like trying out new barbers, and because you catch a bad one. And when you catch a bad one, where I'm at with it, that's like 2 weeks of you having to grow out hair that you don't have.
But you also do the whole thing. Like, you do the hot towel shaving, and like, it's a spa day for you.
Yeah.
It's not like...
Once a week.
Okay, yeah.
As Chef would tell you, you know, it's going to take me a couple of hours to get in and get it out of there. It's just because my barber is mad slow, too, and he likes to talk about sports and other things. I'm like, dude, I just want to get a haircut. But I don't want to show up looking like Grady tomorrow at
you. Whitman Mayo.
Yeah, I don't want to show up tomorrow at your joint like, hey, everybody, it's how you right. doing?
Hey,
you
know? There's going to be some like seriously Rashid. Ugly people there.
I understand. I just don't want to be one of them is the case. Like, you know, I want to be representative of what the score puts out.
So what are you asking for? I can't give you a recommendation.
I know, but I'm in a jam.
Did you go to Sport Clips?
Pretty much... Shout out to Sport Clips.
That's where I go if my girl's out. Or my son prefers.
How can I say this?
Chain
barbershops are tough because you know
for your needs.
Yes, exactly.
We should have a barber around here like a big league clubhouse,
dude.
Score barber.
There have been times.
What about Lawrence the barber?
Frank barber.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Get Frank out here. There have been times where I've gone way out to the Brito Center. And wanted to ask the team barber to cut me up. I know guys do it right now on the beat who go over to the Advocate and get the barber to, you know, line him up because he's always on deck, you know, as well as the chef, make you a sandwich while you're getting your...
Wow, on call.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, dude, those dudes. Juwan Howard used to get a haircut every 3 days back in the day when he was
that's
in Washington.
That's keeping it straight.
Well, that's the thing. Like, on that Fab Five team, Jalen Rose and Juwan Howard really, really cared about their linings and how they looked. Whereas,
look at Doug McDermott every game.
Oh, yeah. He's prim and proper.
Every game.
Doug's a fancy pants. Mm-hmm. Doug.
He reminds me of...
Doug's fashion sense, too, is pretty keen.
What was the guy's name? Jim Farmer?
I don't know.
First round pick out of Alabama. He married like a Miss Ohio who used to come to games. He was prettier than she was. And always did his hair before games. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, ready to go.
It was Mike would never come out until he was ready, right? You covered Mike. I mean,
well, after games.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
No.
Mike made sure his suit was right. His tie wasn't all over the place. Like,
he wasn't ready to present himself.
He was like, Photoshop ready.
Right.
Photoshop ready. Photoshop ready.
So Jim Rose and Tom Scherer could compete to get in the shot with him.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
And then there's some guys who just, you know, Derek was that way too after a while where it was like, all right, we're going to have to wait like, you know, an extra 20 or so because Derek has to put in his earrings and, you know, do his thing, be ready for the camera. So if you see me tomorrow and I have not got the haircut that I need, don't give me change. Everything is fine. I'm not out there.
There's my guy, Jim Farmer.
Yeah, he's a good-looking man, though.
Oh, but he do it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, dude, I mean, there's two type of NBA dudes. Dudes who do not care what they look like Tim Duncan, and dudes who care what they look like too much.
The expansion Timberwolves, card from 89-90.
Yeah, I was about to say, the late 80s slapped him upside the head with a bag of fine.
Let me see if I can get a shot of his wife, because she would, when he played for the Columbus Horizon, she was always around.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. And she was Miss something. I forgot what it was. One of these, all you saw was like
big hair,
giant head of blonde hair moving through the stands. Yeah. Yeah. Like late
Vinny's
80s,
wife
early
was like
90s.
That. Vinny Del Negro's wife. She was always put together and always beautiful. I mean, if you're in the NBA, though, it's kind of hard, you know? It's kind of hard not to... to have a beautiful woman because of what you're around, and maybe
right. I mean, you know, should.
Like, yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you've seen some where you're like, oh, she must be really nice to him.
Let's make a meat lasagna.
Right. There must be a lot of love in that household.
That must be the best lasagna ever.
Right. Right. Or I mean, some of these NFL dudes where you're like, oh, that's his first girlfriend. God bless him. See you in a couple of years, sweetie. When Russell Wilson finally realizes that there's a big old world out there for him.
I didn't know where you were going.
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
My
heart rate went up
I
a
said
little
a big
bit.
Big old world.
Okay. I wasn't quite sure where that.
No, I wasn't going there. I'm in a big old world. Like there's a lot to choose from.
Okay.
Yes. RG3 did the same thing too. RG3 was like, you know what? Not in college anymore.
Oh, I can...
Right, I'm a millionaire. Oh, yeah.
He's chamillionaire?
No, he's not chamillionaire.
Okay.
Same career arc, but he's not chamillionaire. So yeah, if you see me tomorrow at the poker event and I look like, you know...
You'll be fine.
I look like a crazy person. I apologize.
You know some of the people who are going to be there.
I know.
You're going to be fine.
I know, but these are the people who play poker all day long who are out there to just, you know, knock off a Danny Parkins or a Marley Caden.
Danny's a player, though.
Oh, what, poker?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, nothing else, probably.
Danny, that's, I mean, we could joke about it, but he kind of supported himself for a while doing that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, listen to some of the stories. He apparently was good enough that there was some steady money coming in there. Not any money. He wasn't coming in.
By the way,
he had two tickets to paradise.
We do not need your ugly athlete wife's input right now at 670-11. You can stop because none of these are going to get read. I agree with half of them, uh-huh. But none of these are going to get read. So you can stop right now. All right. Cut it out. And yes, I agree with you on that one. 773 texter.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you got money now. I mean,
I know. And
love
so,
is in the air, though.
And so young.
And beauty is in the eye of the beholder and all those cliches that make you feel better. But yeah, I'm just happy that guy, you know, nah, let me stop. You should go to break now.
I think I probably should.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
312-644-6767. A reminder, the poker event that Jason's talking about, we are down to our last handful of seats, and the online registration for tomorrow night's poker event is going to close at 8 o'clock tonight. So if you are going to grab a seat, go to onestepcamp.org. That's onestepcamp.org. Be following along via social media where we're going to have some sense of how many seats we actually have and whether or not we will be able to accommodate walk-ups tomorrow. We are not sure. We are hopeful that that's the case, depending on what we can configure after we walk through there and find out if a table can be added. But it looks like that we are verging on a sellout here. So the best thing you can do to ensure your participation tomorrow night is before 8 o'clock tonight, go to onestepcamp.org. You got the score.
Baseball will never be the same for Cubs fans. Wait till next year? Nah. Curses? Nope. Lovable losers? Wrong again. Spring training is on. Let's talk about the world champion Chicago Cubs. On the station where you can listen to all 162 games and the postseason.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
Run to Old Navy Friday and Saturday for the year's biggest denim deal. 2 days only. All jeans are 50% off. That's right. Friday and Saturday, all jeans are 50% off at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. But you better hurry. It ends Saturday, valid 224 and 225, excludes clearance.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that another coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
If you buy now, you save up to $300 on select Tempur-Pedic mattresses. But you got to do this as part of this sale before prices go up on February 28th.
And they also have queen sets for as low as $179.99, something for every budget. Plus, you can sleep happy with no interest financing, Dan, for 5 years.
This is your time to get in there. And you know when I say there, you know what I'm talking about. Because whether it's on your way to or from work or anything you do, there is at least one mattress firm that is convenient for you. There's over 200 of them in Chicagoland. So take the time and finally just drive over there and stop in. A mattress professional will walk right up to you and can walk you through the process and at least experience it. Because my experience, I didn't know what to expect. It was way easier and way more interesting than I thought, because mattresses are just better than they used to be.
Yeah, and you check out the adjustable bases, and with this, you know, you have a remote, and with just the touch of a button, you can prop yourself up in bed to read or watch TV, work on your laptop, and it's a lot more comfortable. You can also use the adjustable bases because they help alleviate some health problems. And, you know, if you're a social media person, get involved with Mattress Firm so on their social media platform with Facebook or Twitter, Instagram. They'll give you everything from bedtime tips to all the promotions, all the info you need. But go to mattressfirm.com, get into a location, and take advantage of the President's Day sale. Let the sleep experts help you as they walk you through their very simple process so that you can find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. It's the President's Day sale. It's Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm, save money.
Sleep happy.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
CBS Sunday, the NCISLA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son? Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side. I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Friday. Matt is back. The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Upside.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Why is it that when you said what you said, every single texter seemed to intuit what you were talking about?
Yeah, so let's stop. Let's stop.
Yeah, let's not do that anymore.
He's a nice young man.
It's not nice.
Nope. It's not cool.
And I did that. I was just bringing up this guy, Jim Farmer. He was a 20th overall pick, first round NBA draft pick. Apparently is now a country music singer, an aspiring country singer, and still posting lots of pictures of himself without a shirt on.
Well, is that the new... Is that the new hotness in country music?
Yep,
he's showing
his,
how
his album out called "Baby Come On."
Well,
so you can get it for $15.
See, what you're doing now is you keep throwing these alley oops, and I'm just the guy that's gonna let it go out of bounds
because that over the backboard.
Yeah, because that
not
picture,
gonna climb up
nope,
and get it.
Not gonna do that.
Climb the ladder.
No,
throw it down.
Only been a couple of months. I don't feel secure in saying what I want to say about that right now. I'll take that to the off air discussion.
Okay,
that guy is very, very
He's all that's the guy he's always been.
He's very happy.
He's a good basketball player.
Was he?
Yeah, I mean, tell you, first round pick. 20th overall pick, and then kind of
good for us.
Bombed out for being bad.
The league kind of. There's a lot of guys who are good for us. Like, I've seen guys who are like, "Yo, this guy's a killer," and then he gets on an NBA or a CBA or you know one of these independent league floors, and he can't run,
he can't do anything,
can't do a thing at all.
But that's not why you called. This is a story out of Sandusky, Ohio.
Okay,
a caretaker at an assisted living center. Who police say was filmed performing a sexually provocative dance on a 100-year-old resident.
It was Jim Farmer.
No, was doing it as a prank and was trying to make the man feel good, her attorney said. Brittany Fultz, 26, pleaded not guilty to, I never heard this charge before,
okay.
Gross sexual imposition on Tuesday.
All right.
Police said she showed her breasts and buttocks while she danced in front of and on the man in December.
There's a video.
There is?
Yes, I'm going to watch it right now.
Investigators said the man has dementia, but Fultz's attorney said the resident could have told her to stop, but didn't. The man knew exactly what was going on and had no problem whatsoever with it, defense attorney Jeffrey Oglesby said Wednesday. Police said the caretaker who recorded Fultz later showed the video to a supervisor who reported it to police this month. The second caretaker wasn't charged. You know,
so, and I just watched parts of the video. It's exactly what I thought she was doing. She twerked a little bit in front of him, and then she mooned him on the way out, like a little flash. Listen.
Is there really a victim?
Yeah, if you're 100 years old and you can't have that happen to you, he's about to die any day now. He probably wishes he died 15, 20 years ago. He's 100 years old. Like, who's... If I ever get put in a home, I hope that everyone twerks in front of me. Everyone, including the men. Like just let it happen. The guy's 100.
It's right there. It's
a 100-year-old man.
It's the old joke. It's the old joke that
the old 100-year-old twerk joke.
That Sid Moskowitz is at the home and it's his 100th birthday and they make a big deal out of it at the facility and his friends and his they roll in this big cake and this stripper pops out of the cake and walks over to his wheelchair. And she leans down, and she's completely naked, and she says, "Sidney Moskowitz, I'm going to give you super sex." And he says, "I'll take the soup."
Jesus.
You've never heard that?
I think that's the second time he said that joke since the show started.
Because we blocked it out the first time it went by.
I'm glad it missed me the first time. God.
That's the old...
You guys. You and your peeps.
I just think this woman, she got fired and she got arrested.
Yeah. Bath, who likened the advance to a lap dance, said the man indicated that he was not interested in Fultz's action. Quote, it's disturbing. She is touching him. This was not something he wanted. The other employee, a 27-year-old woman, notified a supervisor about the incident on February 12th, according to Bath and Stacy Lemkool, executive director of Providence Care Centers. Lemkool said Providence Care Centers reported the incident to police in the Ohio Department of Health. Fultz was placed on administrative leave and has since been let go. Lemkool told the paper the woman who reported the incident from early December was not charged. Bath said she also no longer works at the nursing home. We are cooperating with local police.
We have a little breaking news here.
More nursing home torching?
This is actual news. This is Paul Sullivan in the Tribune. The headline, Cubs closed door on possibility of Sammy Sosa return. Whatever chance Sammy Sosa had of reconciling with the Cubs apparently is over. According to multiple sources, Sosa's comments in an interview with blogger Chuck Wasserstrom were deemed so bizarre, it convinced the organization to close the door on the possibility of ending his 13-year exile.
Let me tell you something, there was no door.
In the interview Tuesday with Wasserstrom, we should have him on, a former Cubs media relation employee, Sosa compared himself to Jesus Christ when asked about speculation he'd used performance-enhancing drugs, while also pointing out that not even Mr. Cub Ernie Banks hit as many home runs as he did. But Sosa said if the Cubs invited him back, he'd say yes. Hasn't returned since walking out of the team in the final day of the 2004 season. Why not? He said, one day if they invite me, a lot of people will be very happy. The Cubs know where to find me. The Cubs do know where to find Sosa, but that day is not coming. The organization clearly is tired of answering questions about a possible Sosa return, especially after finally winning a championship and now focusing on a repeat. So the door quietly has been slammed shut on Sosa once and for all.
Well, that was a very long question.
I'm not going to answer it.
Just a bag of dumb that guy was yesterday. Yeah, that door never existed, though. Like, let's not do that. That door never exists. They already got one guy in Manny who they can parade around as their steroids, you know, little mascot. But yeah, Sammy wasn't going to come back, and they weren't going to invite him back. They're winning. Like, there's enough that goes along with winning the World Series and being the team of not only the future but the present. They don't need that kind. They don't need a Sosa day. This isn't the early aughts where it was like, oh, we got to figure something out.
How are we going to get people in the ballpark and be excited about Cubs baseball? What are we going
to
do?
They just won a World Series. So, yeah, Sammy doesn't have to worry about it. He's got a lot of money.
Good for the Cubs.
Theo doesn't want to be a part of that either, and neither does, you know, Crane or anybody up there. And
they've also banned Chuck Wasserstrom, too.
I would. By the way, that if you didn't get a chance to hear that yesterday...
Did Parkins finally listen
to
it?
Yes, he did. Yeah. And he said it was as odd as we explained to him during transition. 2:40 yesterday. Go to the Bernstein and Goff Show podcast. Was it BernsteinandGoffShow.com?
Correct.
Yeah. Go to that website and listen to one of the more odd interviews in the 2 o'clock hour podcast after you listen to today's podcast.
312-644-6767. Bernstein and Goff, we're down to 5:45 today because it's going to be DePaul against Georgetown on these airwaves on The Score.
The Score is hosting another event in our brand new Culinary Kitchen, and you can join us there. Log on to culinarykitchenchicago.com to enter to win a spot at an exclusive cooking demonstration with chef and partner at Spiaggia, Tony Montuano, on February 24th.
Has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 58 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise on Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Jennings reputation.
They're going to, and this is an unbelievable chance. I even saw somebody in this very studio clicking around, going to chwine.com and using the code Dan at checkout, because you know these wines are an incredible value. Talking about some 90-point award-winning wines, talking about some massive big boy Cabernets here, and now it's up to 30% in additional savings and free shipping, which is huge for wine because it's heavy, and a free sommelier corkscrew only at chwine.com when you use my password Dan. Exceptional wine at great prices. One you got to try that I haven't talked a lot about that I assume is soon going to be in low stock because of how much people love it. The Cameron Hughes Lot 539. It is an Oregon Pinot Noir, and this comes from territory that produces some of the best Pinots. This is a blend of 79% Willamette Valley, 21% Rogue Valley. That's a killer Oregon Pinot, because you've got all the structure and the red fruit that comes in the Willamette with a little bit warmer component from the Rogue Valley, and it's just an idealized Oregon Pinot. You get the red fruit of strawberry, cranberry, cherry, underpinned by the earthy notes and wet stone and spice and pepper on the end. This is what a terrific spring and summer wine. Get a case of this, or just make a mixed case, do whatever you want, because you know what? It's $11. That doesn't happen. Oregon Pinots like this are not available for $11. This one is. That's the Lot 539. Make it a part of your order. You're going to go to chwine.com, shop for wine, enter the code Dan. That's for free shipping and the free corkscrew. One day only. Expires at midnight. Shop the Fatten Your Cellar page to get crazy discounts. chwine.com until midnight. Enter.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient, because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy electrical supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 10% every day. Save up to 10% on wiring devices, breakers, and boxes when you buy in bulk. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or LowesForPros.com for details.